Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities, they're home to one of the largest Somali communities in the U.S. And law enforcement officials have been watching the Twin Cities closely for some time because in the past, al-Shabaab has successfully recruited among the area's young Somali Americans. We're going to get a community perspective on this from Zuhur Ahmed. She's 28 years old and used to host a radio show for the Somali community in Minneapolis. First of all, Zuhur, what's been the conversation like when you speak to Somali Americans? How are people reacting?
Since the emerge of al-Shabaab, I think the community kind of went through a great transformation where right away there has been an immediate response from the community leaders denouncing and condemning the act of terror, making it clear to the world that al-Shabaab does not represent the Somalis and they don't have, you know, same values or their values and missions are not aligned and they have nothing to do with Somalis or the Muslim faith.
Does anyone in the Twin Cities in the Somali community think or maybe even wondered whether any of the attackers were from the Twin Cities?
There has been a speculations that the two of them were here because in previous attacks that were carried by al-Shabaab, young Somalis that were left from Minnesota were involved. They were easily identified right away. So the fact that, you know, no one came and identified them or family members or, you know, friends and whatnot made me question if that's really true.
Right. I mean, as you say, that would be speculation, but it wouldn't be a stretch. I mean, you know some men who in the Twin Cities who were recruited and involved in a previous Shabaab attack in Mogadishu in Somalia.
Yeah. I mean, I knew two of the men that were recruited who went back to fight with the Islamist or the jihadist group, al-Shabaab, and went to school and, you know, kind of knew them from the community and knew other ones as well.
I'm curious, what is that like for an immigrant community like the Somalis here in the U.S. to have its young members leave, disappear, go somewhere where their end could, you know, frankly, be pretty brutal?
I think that goes back to the original issue, the kind of the root cause, the source of where this all started up. It's a sense of belonging, it's identity crisis, and there's this group that are reaching for them that's somehow indoctrinating them, telling them that you belong here. Their mission statement somehow seems to be somewhat attractive. Good number of the ones that left back have been previous members of gang here in Minnesota. So that kind of tells you the trend or who they look to outreach to once they get tired of that gang and street life and being homeless and being the violent and they go to the mosque, then they have someone who tells them the afterlife is better, but there are conditions that comes to reach that point and somehow they set this appealing goal to them.
What about those two young recruits whom you knew in high school? I mean, does this kind of description scan for them as well? Identity crisis?
I interviewed them in my radio show, I think a few months before he left to Somalia. In that interview, and I kind of go back and listen to it, and I just hear him echo how much lost he was, and kind of really breaks my heart just to know that, and he's dead now, but just to know that so many young lives are lost to gangs and to terrorist groups just because, you know, they're lost and they don't have great role models or, you know, a terror group that's saying, come, we'll give you a home, we'll accept you.
Tell me briefly about your own time in the Twin Cities, Zuhur. How did you get there and has assimilation ever been difficult for you?
I've left Somalia right shortly after the Civil War, migrated to Syria, then to here, came here when I was 13. So it's a struggle, whether, you know, you're young or old, but it's a identity in who I am. And it even became a bigger question when I went back home in 2011 and realized that I'm not as 100% of a Somali as I thought I am.
Zuhur Ahmed is a Somali-American resident of the Twin Cities and currently works as a community health worker there. Zuhur, great to meet you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.